Since joining Talkspace, I feel safe knowing they've got my therapy covered no matter what's happening in my life. At Talkspace.com, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you. And Talkspace is a fraction of the cost of in-person therapy. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/scary to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/scary.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Do not get out of bed. When you go away from home for the first time, you get a taste of independence. But it's always important to keep in mind the lessons and rules your family has taught you. Because if you don't, you could put yourself in grave danger. Nola had arrived at Lake Crystal Summer Camp, eager to embark on a new adventure. As her parents bid her farewell, she unpacked her belongings, looking forward to the new experiences that had awaited her. As she went to put her clothes away, she yanked open the drawer. At the sight of a giant spider, she shrieked in horror. Quickly turning around, she heard laughter echoing behind her. It was her new bunkmate, Stacia. Stacia immediately picked up the spider to reveal it was just a toy. Her mischief knew no bounds. Playing practical jokes on fellow campers was her forte. Unable to contain her excitement, Nola burst out in laughter, thrilled to learn that her new bunkmate was someone she could have fun with. She secretly hoped that the two would develop a deep friendship, filled with loads of laughter and mischief, without the pranks being too scary, of course. Nola enjoyed swimming and sports, but her favorite part of camp was the evening campfire. Each night, they'd gather to tell spine-chilling tales, making s'mores and sharing urban legends. It was a perfect end of their jam-packed day of adventures. That was until it was her turn to tell a story. She knew one that the others would love, but in the pit of her stomach was an irrational fear that if she were to speak the words out loud, somehow they might come true. Finally giving in to the camper's persistent urging, Nola shared a tale from her childhood known as La Mano Peluda, or the Hairy Hand. In the midst of the Spanish Inquisition, a man wrongfully accused of theft met an unfathomable fate. His hand was violently severed from his body, yet his spirit refused to rest. With a thirst for vengeance, he swore to rise from beyond the grave and unleash fury upon those who had wronged him. And so it came to pass that after his death, a ghastly sight emerged. His amputated hand, now covered in thick and dark hair, slithered through the shadows with malicious intent. Its insatiable desire for retribution led it to drag unsuspecting souls into the depths of hell, leaving behind only large, bloody fingerprints as a chilling reminder of its wrath. So beware the curse of the vengeful dead, for its grasp knows no bounds. As Nola recounted the legend, the other campers chuckled dismissively, mocking its authenticity, but she swore up and down it was true, even confessing that her fear of getting out of bed in the dead of night was due to her being afraid what might be underneath her bed, that the lurking hand was waiting to grab her. The mere thought of it just sent goosebumps all over her body. Cried out a younger camper in fright as a hand tapped on the shoulder. Of course, it was Stacia, taking advantage of the story to pull a prank. She giggled wickedly, saying to Nola, "So that's why you never sneak out with us after dark." Her sinister grin hinted at some kind of scheme brewing in her mind. The campers all left and headed back to the cabins, leaving Nola alone by the fire, regretting that she shared not only the story, but her fears. In the dead of night, Nola was sound asleep when a sudden ear-piercing noise jolted her out of bed. It was the fire alarm. She scanned the room and saw that Stacia was already gone. "This is a trap," Nola thought. Just a prank to lure her out of bed, knowing she would be frightened. She took a deep breath, trying to calm her growing anger. She leaned over and grabbed her shoes next to her bed and ran out into the hallway. But there it was. The counselors conducted a head count. Their faces grew increasingly tense. it became evident that the only missing camper was Stacia. Nola casually brushed it off, suggesting that Stacia was likely hiding to avoid punishment. She was clearly the person who pulled the fire alarm. After the campers got all the clear, Nola, now exhausted and furious, returned to her room. As she flicked on the lights, she gasped before letting out a scream in terror that echoed throughout the building. Blood-soaked legs protruded from beneath Stacia's bed, revealing the lifeless remains of Nola's bunkmate. A terrifying realization gripped her. This was no ordinary prank. Something awful and tragic had happened. When the police arrived, they discovered thick, inky strands of hair on the fire alarm and large, bloody fingerprints. The same short, dark hairs and crimson prints covered Stacia's lifeless body, connecting the gruesome crime scenes. The truth became undeniable, at least to Nola and the other campers, that the legend of La Mano Peluda was real and was somehow manifested into life when told out loud. And now it was there at Lake Crystal Camp, consuming innocent lives. The hairy hand had killed Stacia as a retaliation for her many pranks. Nola didn't know how many more deaths were to come, but she did know that it was just the beginning, and many more would fall victim to its need for vengeance.
There are thousands of medical professionals on ZocDoc, and they are there to help you. Using their free app that millions of users rely on, you can find the right doctor that meets your needs and fits your schedule. Go to ZocDoc.com/something and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/something. ZocDoc.com/something.
Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. See you next time.